guys. Welcome to another episode of the Mike Force Podcast. Hey, so, it's been a while. So I'm back on the Mike Force Podcast. You guys just heard the episode with Tom from Eagles and Angels. Tom's an amazing human being, man. Special operations career in a special missions unit. We served together, and I had the opportunity to serve with some of the men that Tom served with, and an inspiration for everybody who's looking to evolve themselves outside of a career field or into a business, doing something they love, but also selflessly giving back to others. I think that kind of business model is the train that I'm on. It drives purpose and drives meaning for me. And I love everything that Tom's about. If you haven't heard of Eagles and Angels donate proceeds of the profit they make off the apparel they make with uniforms of service members that they integrate into the apparel that and accessories that they make. They took my uniform, cut out the tiger stripe uniform that I used that would be sitting in a box. It was sitting in a box before I gave it to Tom, and put it in hats, put it in journals. They're going to even put them in wallets, all kinds of beautiful craftsman style made apparel and accessories. Super pumped about that. I love the direction he's going. High end apparel, limited edition, signature series, all the cool stuff. Something I would expect from a special operations guy, but we had a candid conversation in the last podcast. If you haven't heard that, please give it a listen. You know, this is my personal podcast. I do this podcast because, one, I have a passion for podcasts, but I also have a passion for things outside of preparedness. I mean, the reality is I live in a life of preparedness as the CEO and owner of my company, Fieldcraft Survival. If you haven't heard that podcast, please give it a listen. It's the Fieldcraft Survival Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you have podcasts, Anchor FM. And one thing that I've realized in my life that brings me joy is all things preparedness, but also all things that I've grown up interested in, even things that I find hobbies in. It's hard for me to find a hobby nowadays in owning a company, and that's entrepreneur life. But things like photography, I plan to have Mark Welsh, a good buddy of mine, who's a professional photographer. All things science and technology. I'm a science nerd. I also like data as it relates to making decisions for myself, but also the curiosities that I find in the world around me. Neuroscientist. I'm a big fan of neuroscience and neuroscientists. I love the idea of understanding how the brain works, so you could diagnose yourself instead of, you know, maybe hitting the cap or the wall in the worst case scenario, because you're not really understanding what's happening. When you understand how things work, you could diagnose them as they happen. And I love that idea, whether it's mechanics, you know, working around mechanical things like vehicles and tools, or navigating the world around you. So I want to do this podcast because I want to have a conversation with you guys. It's been a while. I want to tell you updates of all the things that are going on with my company, Fieldcraft, what's going on in my personal life, some things that I've gone through, trials and tribulations. I used to have this podcast called the Modern Mindset Podcast. It's Modern Mindset 365. Not that I committed to ending that podcast, but I just haven't had the content to be able to communicate to you guys all things mindset when it comes to fixing problems, helping you along the way. Because what I realized is, you know, my experiences are unlike your experiences, and I want to give you advice, but I'd rather interview people who are kind of the subject matter experts on specific things that are going to give you the right advice. I don't want to steer you in the wrong direction. Like I actually did a YouTube video on beating depression, and some people kind of got weird because they're like, well, you shouldn't recommend to people to do that. You know, that I honestly think that's their opinion, but I also think there's some facts behind that. I mean, one person asked me, Mike, do you think psych drugs are something that would benefit me? And having never taken psych drugs, I wouldn't know. But in my own experiences, I would say that I haven't taken it. But that doesn't mean that it's not recommended, because there are a lot of people who suffer from mental health issues that are diagnosed, and where psych medicine, you know, prescribed medicine from a doctor, and while observing them while they're under treatment is a good protocol. It gets you kind of out of that hole to get you back on your knees and, you know, eventually to your feet. And so I think that's important to highlight. And that's why I haven't done a ton of those, because I do like conversations, but I do like giving solutions that are factual, even though I'd love to give you my opinion if you haven't figured that out already. So Fieldcraft Survival, my company, has evolved into a wonderful thing. I'm very humbled, very honored, and very blessed to have some of the best people in the world, I think, working for me. I have a really solid team of individuals that are preparedness-minded themselves, but have a passion and purpose in living this lifestyle so that you could be better prepared. You know, Kevin Estella came on board, and he's a bushcraft expert. You know, he was a teacher in Connecticut for 15 years, and he hung all that up and behind him, moving his entire family out here just so he could work for the company. And that's very impactful because he sees the bigger picture for Fieldcraft in affecting other people's lives and educating people in this thing that we call preparedness. I think that's really cool. Kevin Owens, who could have took any six-figure job in the industry of tactical, you know, consulting. I mean, he's an expert in many aspects. He decided to work for me full-time. And again, I'm humbled by that. We've hired a few women, Dee Dee, Ricky, Victoria, and all of these women are an integral part to what we're doing, not just because we're trying to diversify. I mean, that's part of it because I love that idea of getting different opinions, but because they're very strong and intelligent women who have a different perspective that benefits people who are looking at the world of preparedness. Now, they're not all instructors. Not all the employees that work for me are these subject matter experts, but they're people who have a passion in helping others. And I don't think anybody works for me. In fact, I wouldn't allow anybody to work for me who doesn't have that. You know, we're based out of Heber City, Utah, and I decided to move here when me, Kevin Owens, and Austin Lesser drove from Montana, and we did a drive-by on this place. I pointed it out, and I was like, that's where I want to be. I was surrounded by mountains, beautiful mountains, up the valley over by Middle Provo, which is a river that runs through this area. And I just left Park City because we had bedded down for the night at Park City. And I saw it and went, man, I want to move there. And I even pointed out the exact building that I'm sitting in right now. And whether that was, you know, just a vision becoming reality or other things that I can't see, I believe in things happen for a reason. And here I am. And here we are. You know, a lot of the things that we've done on the Fieldcraft survival side is about better preparing you. Some of the things that we made bold moves on is we got a virtual simulator. Now I believe you can go online. By the time you hear this, it would be launched where you could book times in a virtual simulator to understand how you operate under stress without shooting a live gun. It's, I mean, it's a big video game, but it immerses you and inoculates you in a stressful environment, which is important because if you don't know how you operate or how you execute technical skills that you might have learned under stress, then you haven't really validated or vetted your technical skills. We also started bridging training into simunitions-based training, which is really cool because it bridges the gap for people who are scared of guns. That's the reality. A lot of people who want to get into this, when it comes to self-defense, which is one sliver, one very small sliver of preparedness, want to bridge that gap and they want to be more involved. And here we are. We have 25 simunitions guns. We run a course called Decision Point. We run basically a pistol defense course where you could use simunition guns that shoot a plastic projectile, but it gets all the action and all the function and all the utility of a regular gun, which I think is really, really cool. We also have just built out the downstairs area for a pro shop that complements the back end of the store, which is where we conduct seminars. Tony Blauer right now is conducting a seminar downstairs. And by the time you hear this, it had already passed, but we plan to host seminars every single weekend. I mean, I got Clint Emerson. I have Tom Satterley, a former special operations, special missions unit guy who served in Somalia and Mogadishu, Somalia. We have Tom Spooner, a former special missions unit guy who started Warrior's Heart Foundation. We have Kyle Lamb is going to come out here. Hopefully I got to communicate to him because I want him to do his book launch and release out here. So many amazing people. And it's all because we've developed this infrastructure with this team of good people who want to serve you. And I think that's cool. You know, some personal things going on in my life. I'm in a good place in my life. You know, look, you're going to find in life that you're always challenged. If you're not challenged, then you're not evolving. If you're not evolving, then you're stagnant. And nobody wants to be stagnant. A lot of people live in a stagnant reality, and that leads to a lot of health issues. Now, whether it's physical health or mental health, most of them go hand in hand. I'm in a good place now. It's because I'm progressing, evolving, and I'm challenged. you know, I love being challenged. I love learning new things, and I loved figuring things out. I'm a problem solver. Some of the things that I've been doing in my personal life is paying more attention to my health, my well-being. And that's difficult for me, because when you kind of live this like selfless ideology where, you know, you don't like to take, you like to give, you have to take some time for yourself. I had a good business meet this morning and I asked for advice. And the first thing they said is have empathy for yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and don't be so hard on yourself. Relax, take the time to sleep, to eat right, to work out. And that's what I'm going to do. I mean, look, I'm an operator. Like I operate in business every single day and I adapt. I'm not going to just fall into bad or, you know, mundane habits that just lead down a bad path. I'm going to awaken myself and pay attention to the things that are weaknesses of mine and try to make them strengths. I'm also going to double down on strengths because I know where my strengths lie. One thing I did recently personally, but also professionally, is I stepped away from my business and into a founder role because, you know, Kevin Owens can manage the company for myself on a day to day. This allows me to focus on big picture things, including this podcast. It feels good actually to be back to it. Also, it allows me to focus on writing a book, which I'm going to do. I just solidified a book deal and I'm going to be writing a book on the pillars of preparedness. And I am super excited about that. I just had a phone call with Nat Geo. Don't know how it's going to evolve, but you know, that might be a thing. So I'm in a good place. I'm healthy and well, and I hope you are as well. One thing I want to talk about on this podcast too is the idea of preparedness and what that means. What that should mean to you. So many people ask me, like, what do I need to do as a start point to getting better prepared? And it's not buying a gun. It's not even buying a tourniquet or really any equipment in Phil Kraft Survival's Pro Shop in Heber City. It's about looking at yourself and asking yourself difficult questions and forcing yourself to confront difficult answers. If you're not healthy, if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not happy, you need to ask that question and you need to be honest with yourself. And if you're not, you need to make a change, because preparedness isn't just about the technical skill sets, the high-speed gear and equipment. It's about the realization that if you want to be best prepared, it starts with you. You, your person. In fact, the first pillar of preparedness is person. If your person, if yourself isn't healthy and well, then you will not strive. You will not succeed and you will not thrive. And I don't want you to just survive. I don't want you to just get by. I want you to be on top. And so to be on top, you need to be watching out for number one. And that might sound selfish. It sounds selfish to me. I haven't done that for a long time, but I will, because I know if I'm healthy, if I know I'm physically fit, if I'm taking care of myself, that means I have the best chance of taking care of others. So preparedness first starts with the self-awareness that you develop by asking the tough questions and answering even tougher questions with truth, with honesty. And if you derive a answer that's going to lead you to make a drastic change, and it's very difficult, then that's even better. Because sometimes the hardest answers, the hardest things to deal with in confronting ourselves are going to take the most difficult of circumstances. But again, that adversity, getting over that hump is what's going to help you grow and evolve. And that's what this life is all about. I want you to come outside of your shell. I want you to be uncomfortable. I want you to be exposed to new and difficult things. And I promise you, you'll be better prepared for it. Preparedness is about self-awareness that evolves into conscious situation awareness. When you have good self-awareness, then you have the realization and focus to step outside of your head and focus on the task at hand, which includes gathering information that might be pertinent to your situation awareness. And that's super important in the field of preparedness. Like if we look at statistical probabilities, for example, when we look at statistical probabilities, look, the chance of you getting in a gunfight and defending your life with a firearm are very rare. But like I always say, if you train for the worst case scenario, because you're addressing everything in between. Why would you not? If the worst case scenario preparation covers down on everything between best case and worst case, you're covered. And that's super important. So transitioning a little bit on this podcast, the Mike Force podcast, what I'm going to try to do I can't promise this because I'm going to try my best because this is a business. I have to make a living for myself. I have to make a living for my employees, which is 40 employees. I am trying to make this podcast ad-free. Now, what I will do is take organic ads and integrate them into my podcast if I love the product. And I can already tell you there's a product I'm lining up to educate you on because I love it and I want you to benefit from it. So I don't want to drag out a podcast and make it all about the ads. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. On Fieldcraft Survival, we have to do that. Why? Because it's a podcast that's being driven by lots of logistical planning, lots of time, lots of energy, and to be quite frank and honest, lots of money. That's part of our business. Now, the subject matter, the context, the content you're getting isn't going to be adsy, but we have ads. We have advertisements, and I won't apologize for that. So this podcast, I'm going to try to keep that away so we could focus on the content. But if I like a product and you have a product that you want me to try out and it fits into my realm, again, all the likes that I, of all the people I want to talk to, then please hit me up. You could email me, mike.philcraftsurvival@gmail.com, and let me know. Also, if you love this podcast, you could donate to @philcraft, one word, to our Venmo, our company Venmo, and just let me know that you appreciate the support. Again, no pressure, no harm, no foul, but I want to put it out there. This year is going to be an amazing year. Lots of things coming out for Fieldcraft, for myself. The important thing to talk about in this podcast is the fact that I am going to be interviewing some pretty famous people. Look, I've never been impressed by fame. I don't care about actors and actresses. Like, it doesn't impress me. But there are a lot of interesting people that are popular that I want to talk to, that I have curiosities about. One thing that I just was told recently is I'm going to interview, I won't spoil it because I don't know if this is going to be locked in stone, but I reached out and supposedly got an interview with one of the fire chiefs from one of the ladder companies that was at the ground level of Tower 1 on September 11th, 2001. And one of the guys that survived that event, and I'm going to be able to interview him. And that means a lot to me, man. That to me is super important to capture that history, to have those conversations. And that's what Mike Force is all about. But lastly, I want to tell you about Mike Force. So what is Mike Force? So Mike Force in Vietnam were specialized units that operated in and around Vietnam. And I say in and around because Mike Force has declassified a whole bunch of operations that they did across the borders of Laos and Cambodia. And the reason I wanted to call it Mike Force, one, my name's Mike, but also because I wanted to talk about the history of things. You know, the Mike Force was known as a mobile strike force called Mike Force, which is a key component of Army Special Forces. They served with indigenous forces like I did overseas in Iraq, Yemen, Libya, Afghanistan. And they went out with these indigenous forces after they selected and trained them and conducted all these counterterrorism operations, mostly to QRF and provide as a force multiplier, a defense force that was capable of reacting to all these things that were going on against the fight against the Viet Cong, the VC. So again, in 1964, in the late 1964, this unit stood up, and the first unit to stand up was a mobile capability force going against the VC, and they called it Mike Force. It was started by Lieutenant Colonel Miguel de la Pena, who supervised its creation. It was initially principally composed of all indigenous people, but later the Mike Force came to be applied with other locally recruited mobile forces that operated in South Vietnam, other Montagnards, and it was an active unit under MAC V SOG, which, if you haven't heard me talk about MAC V SOG, it's one of the most famous operational, special operational units operating in Vietnam from 1964 to 1970. Actually, I believe they took it to the end of the war, 1975. But the Mike Force operated from 64 to 70, and They did missions all over the country as quick reaction forces, securing, reinforcing, and taking ACAMs. So in addition to that, they conducted special reconnaissance patrols and search and rescues. The recon teams were also assigned because they had to go out and rescue these guys. And a lot of the times, these guys didn't have any QRF besides Mike Force. So, you know, I operated in war, worked with indigenous forces, wore Tiger Stripes, which I actually pushed through Eagles and Angels with Tom. And super exciting repeat of history. I felt like I was a Mac Vesaw guy and a Mike Force guy, but I love the history, man. If you can't tell, I'm sorry I belabored that, but I'm a big fan of Mike Force and all the cool things they've done. I hope you listen to these podcasts. Go back to number one if you haven't heard it. If you're listening to this for the first time, go back to numero uno and start with one and catch up, because it's going to be a ride. I'm going to be doing one podcast a week, whether with me communicating to you about different things that are going on, or me interviewing high-speed people like Tom, like our wonderful network. Hopefully you get Andy Stump on the podcast, Tim Kennedy, all these people, including Tony Blauer. It's going to be real cool. I'm super excited, and I thank you for listening. I'm humbled by the support that I get from you guys and gals, and I love you for it. I spent an entire career in special operations and working for the CIA, and the fact that I can come out, do something productive with my life that's giving me a lot of purpose is very humbling for me, and I want to say thank you. So until next time, peace. Tip of the spear.